This is John Easter. I'm joined here by Coach Mark James, the head coach of the Ben Davis boys basketball team. And I think this is the first time I've had the chance to do this. So, Coach?
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, we usually have a student, but welcome. And certainly congratulations on the offseason so far. And what do you think as you head into this season with the Giants here?
Well, we're pretty young. Experience-wise, really young. We've only got one starter back and a few kids that's got spot time varsity. So experience is hard to teach. So we're going to have to go out there and go to a couple battles and see where we're at. We're trying to play a little bit more up-tempo than what we've ever done since I've been here. And that's a huge change for the kids. They're having trouble multitasking some of the things we're asking to do right now. So it's time we have a game and see where we're at and really pay attention to the fundamental things that we're not doing. I think we're going to have struggle here early with some fundamental things like boxing out and taking care of the ball. But I think eventually this would be a good way for us to play.
People, I think, I said congratulations on the offseason. People don't really understand, I don't think, how it's become a 12-month thing now for you guys. And so just talk a little bit about how this offseason has gone and when it started and how it continues.
Yeah, basically, it's an all-year-round deal now for the kids. It's really changed a lot. We started, I think, the first week school was in. We started lifting after school with the guys in the program last year. They lifted 4 days a week, and then we started open gyms the third week of school where anyone in school, we had two groups because our groups were so big, but we have an open gym on, I think it was Monday and Wednesday nights. So it was a busy time for them, and then that continued until preseason, which is what we call preseason, when Coach Vanderbush runs them for 2 weeks after school for about an hour, Monday through Thursday, to get them ready, conditioning, ready for our pick of our teams. The first 2 days, we pick our teams. So we've had, I think tonight's practice 17, so in reality we've had 15 or 14 practices to get ready. I probably don't do us any favors because I don't play summer games. We host an all-star thing here when the IBCA is here and play two games, but we spend more of our summer working on shooting and fundamentals, and I don't go out and play games during that 3 or 4 week period before they all go out to play U basketball and get into football.
Coach, as you headed to the season, obviously it's a long haul from here. It starts out, you don't get any breaks until it's over, really. And then you're right back at it again for next year. Looking at this schedule, what teams kind of stand out on the schedule this year?
The team we play tomorrow night. We sort of play all of them one at a time.
Right.
I don't believe in peaks and valleys. Most of the time when we don't do well, it's not because necessarily what the other team did, it's what we didn't do. The skill involved in the game, obviously, is shooting the ball. And we play some teams this year that are really, really good at shooting. Franklin Central, who we play tonight, is one of them. They have some kids that can really shoot it. They have a program that they've won a sectional 3 years in a row. They have seven of their top nine kids back. They have a 6'5 kid that moved in from Warren and a 6'2 guard that moved in from Cathedral. So they're going to be a really good team in the area. It's a good test for us early to see where we need to be. They're experienced and older. And so we're trying to play quicker, like I said. This is sort of an experience for me, too. I've never really tried to get kids to play as fast as we're trying to play on the floor. I think the girls team made that adjustment this year. Joe's done a great job. They've up-tempoed their defense and their offense, and the girls have done it real well. So we're going to try to do the same type of things and play more kids. I think it's important that we try to play more kids after being here for a few years and let them get up and down the floor a little bit more. So we're going to try to play that way and see how things go. We're young, so this is a good year for us to try to do this.
Obviously, whenever you play Franklin Central, you were there 27 years. Now you've been here. This is your fourth year at Ben Davis. Any remaining emotions towards Franklin Central?
A little bit. I mean, the Pettigo kid, he's one of Pettigo and Burke are their two best players. I think Pettigo was in the fifth grade when I left there, so we'd seen him since he was a kindergarten kid. So, you know, I think when you grow up in a program like that and you get to know kids, you know, and the families, I coach his older brother, so I think there's always some ties and feelings there when you're someplace that long. But the reality is we're a Giant now, and we're going to play the Flashes, and we're worried about ourselves and trying to get better. And I really like our kids this year. They're good kids. It's going to be interesting to see how we do. I think we have some pretty talented kids. They just aren't real comfortable yet with They haven't found their – we can't get them out of their comfort zone, I want to say, as far as how hard they play and pay attention to details. And when we do, I think they'll have a lot of fun, and it'll be a fun year for us. But the journey, like you said, is a long one, and we don't want to go peaks and valleys. We want to try to get better all the time.
Well, good luck. I know between now and the next time we talk, you'll have FC and Northwest, so good luck as you start out the season.
Yep, thank you very much. Appreciate your time.